What about Lucy?
Lucy's not here.
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she went home. She gone. Am I signing in here?
Yeah, you sign in. I signed in using Chrome and you'll sign in using Safari.
Okay, and what is happening right now? I just started to type my password into the email address field.
I know the first three letters.
I'm a little rattled here. Okay.
We're inboxing each other.
Okay. Are we recording? Because this is gold.
Rare. Parental alert.
Parental units.
All right. Well,
because you've got really interesting, fun parents.
My parents are fun. Yes. Do you want the text chain with both of my parents or just one of them?
Okay, I'm gonna look at this.
That's me and my mom.
What's camp meme? So there's a text from your mom that says, "Wow, camp meme is last week in June."
Well, Maymay is her nickname as a grandmother, so that. Camp Meme would be a lot cooler. Camp Maymay, she came to visit my kids and had her own, like, camp. And
I
she
see.
Made them shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Did she come with the shirts or did she make the shirts when she got there?
That's a good question. I've been meaning to talk to her about this. Mom, if you're listening, the shirt fabric was a little thick. I love the shirts. I love the idea. But I feel that we could get a better T-shirt provider next time.
Wait,
for the
really?
Next edition.
I love a thick T-shirt.
Really?
I love a thick T-shirt. I got wavy hair. I don't know. You didn't say anything about it, but it was looking really good today. And a thick T-shirt is really good for, like, scrunching.
What? What does a shirt have to do with your hair?
Like, to get the moisture out of your hair when you come out of
You use your shirt as, like, a rag?
Yeah, you got to use it. Not as a rag. I'm not disgusting. I wouldn't be using rags on my hair otherwise. But you use it in lieu of a towel because the terry cloth on a towel is bad for hair texture. You know what? A thin T-shirt might actually be better, but I like a thick T-shirt.
You like a good, hefty T-shirt.
Yeah, I like a good, hefty T-shirt.
All right.
When your mom texted you going to back porch, is that a restaurant?
That's a restaurant.
She was not texting you that she was going to the back porch.
No. Although that could be something. That could be a correspondence that would happen. There's a lot of updates. You might just scroll up you know, this latest – I can't remember anything. Oh, you look like you found something.
Well, I'm just curious because this is how I imagine that you speak. But she says it sounds like she took your kids to a toy store.
Uh-huh.
And you texted back, "I'm on this call with baseball writer." What does that mean? And why can't you speak a whole English to your mother?
I was literally on a phone call for work and I had to – she was trying to meet up with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it really fast. I was scared I was going to disconnect the call by
mm-hmm.
texting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. She looks like she sent you a mindfulness article that I think is interesting, so I'm going to actually forward it to myself.
Okay. Well, could we accomplish something here?
You don't mind. It actually looks – good. There's me. There's – oh, wow. Oh, no. That's you texting me a lot. Okay, good. I got insecure when I looked at our text exchange.
You didn't.
What is papers catching fire, by the way? I didn't ask you what that meant when you texted it to me.
Papers catching fire?
Yeah. You wrote that.
I wrote that to you.
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Papers catching on. Did you mean straws?
Can I see that? Oh, yeah. Papers – God, Nicole.
What?
All right, everyone. Nicole says, "P.S. I brought treats."
Great.
"But I forgot my metal straw," angry face emoji.
Yeah, tell me it didn't go through.
"Do tell." That was referring to the treats.
Yes.
And then I said, "I brought a full change of clothes. This town is a cauldron."
Mm-hmm.
You didn't reply. "Papers catching on." I was replying to metal straw. Paper okay. straws are becoming more of a thing now.
Which nobody likes.
But better than plastic for the earth.
We don't know that.
Well, it can't be worse.
We don't know. We can't say.
I think we do know.
Well, we won't know. But we don't know. We can't
A sea turtle is not as likely to swallow it and therefore
Because
die.
It's disgusting. It's not as likely to swallow it because it doesn't want it in its mouth.
All right.
All right. Back to me.
Okay. Let's look at what?
I think if you're thinking about what I think you're thinking about.
I don't know what I'm thinking about. What was I thinking about?
Were you thinking your tube?
I was thinking, God, I don't know what to think. What to
oh, okay. Because you said, yeah.
I was thinking about that, but.
I think that you will find embarrassing things on YouTube is
oh,
what
great.
I genuinely
okay,
think.
Okay, let's do that.
And I don't, I'm doing this for the pod, not for myself. For me.
Let's look at your tube.
What's your tube history?
Rare, rare, rare.
You just do the siren for everything now.
Yeah. Ugh, I want to throw up. I think this is probably good
this
for the pod.
This is the feeling, I think this is the one that makes most guests most alarmed.
Because people don't realize.
I'm going to throw us a curveball here and I'm going to go to watch later.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know there was a watch later.
No.
Watch later. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, I still haven't watched this.
All right. Well, first of all, is this like something that a friend made?
No, no, no. That is a bootleg copy of a musical.
Christian Borle has a mustache?
Borle, yeah.
Borle.
It's a bootleg copy.
Is that a popular?
Peter and the Starcatcher. But you can't label something.
You have to name it something else.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Nicole's watching pirated videos.
No, as you can tell, I have not yet watched it. It's on Watch Later, dummy.
This is, I locked myself in my bathroom for 48 hours. Is that a musical also?
No, it's not a musical. It's just a YouTuber who did something interesting and I thought I was going to watch it later and I haven't watched it yet.
Interesting musical, wouldn't it though?
I guess so.
Feeling Good. Oh, a TED Talk.
Yep.
And who is this person?
I don't know. My friend sent it to me. Okay. It is funnily enough on mindfulness, which is the article that I just made you forward me from your mother.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In all these videos, it looks like you've started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the red mark that you've watched is exactly the same length on every one of these.
But that must be a YouTube thing. That must be however long it takes you to hit watch later after you've started the video.
Oh, so you think you watched just like 2 seconds?
Exactly.
We're going to go to history.
Okay.
All right. This is all comedy stuff, Nicole. What? Wait. Well, this is interesting.
I read an article today about fika, which is, Swedish. It's Swedish. It's the Swedish. It's why I brought treats today. It's the Swedish thing of taking time away from work to have coffee and treats with a friend. And then in the article that I read, there was, what? Did you laugh at that?
That's just like, that doesn't need a name, does it? Like
what
taking time to have coffee and treats, that's just having coffee and treats,
no,
right?
No, but it's like it's the idea that you should build it into your day and it's like a beloved tradition. It's
There's also a thing called hygge.
You think, I don't know hygge.
It's
like a siesta, but it's not napping. Or it's like tea time, but it's not tea time.
So it's not the things that you're calling it.
No, oh, okay. But it's comparable. So anyway, this is a Swedish video about how to make cinnamon buns.
Got it. And this falls under the category of fika.
I think so, yes.
Got it. Because they're taking time to make the cinnamon buns.
Well, no, that's not true. It's like you would have cinnamon buns during fika.
Do you have a little Taylor Swift watching in?
Yeah. Oh, a priest that I like had mentioned that music video. So.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not
aggressively
at all.
Not.
Yeah.
All right. So I've now stumbled onto a section of videos. And I've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. Everyday hair routine. Extreme hair makeover, my wavy curly hair routine, how to wet to dry, which
okay,
curly hair routine and eating poutine.
Yeah, that, I mean, I was looking for the curly hair half. I stopped watching.
That one you stopped. Okay. Squish to condish method.
Okay, it's obviously squish to condish.
Yeah, that seems accurate.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and it's very time consuming, but that's what I've been doing.
What does one do in a swish to condish?
Oh boy. The whole idea is you wring out your hair when you're in the shower, and then you cover it with conditioner. And then to get the conditioner out, instead of just running it under the shower, you pull water in your hands, and then you cup the curl. And you squish the curl so that the conditioner gets out with like a lot of water and like maintains its shape.
That sounds exhausting.
It's so exhausting. It's so time consuming. And you know how kids in like young millennial kids are developing like bone spurs from having their heads down?
I've heard about this.
I think I'm going to get that from squish to conditioning.
Someone told me that they were developing horns.
Yeah, it's like a horn but back here.
Yeah. How long have you been a hair person for a long time?
Absolutely. No, I think I like on and off.
Got it.
Flirt with
you're going through a hair thing right now.
I'm going through. Literally, it's my therapy homework.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mail.